Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime. This is where we recap the biggest moments in the day's biggest trials. I'm Jesse Weber. So we're talking the ongoing trial of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard out in Fairfax County, Virginia. We just wrapped up day 7. In fact, I was in court there all week. It was a pretty surreal experience to be there, especially watching Johnny Depp testify. He goes from the silver screen to a witness box. Not every day you see that. Now, just to give everybody a recap, Depp is suing his ex-wife, actress Amber Heard, for $50 million, claiming defamation, namely that she falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post article, an opinion piece that she wrote. And that article, he claims, ruined his life and ruined his career. Now, she's actually countersuing him for $100 million, saying that he defamed her when he allegedly orchestrated a public smear campaign against her, calling her a liar and faking her injuries. So clearly this is getting very, very ugly between the two of them. Depp is the plaintiff in this case, so he's presenting his case first. He's presenting his own witnesses. And the week started off with some doctors who treated Depp for major substance abuse issues. Now, Heard's team is saying that drugs, alcohol, it made him violent, it made him dangerous, it made him verbally and emotionally abusive towards Heard. But also, all of these problems, that is what contributed to Depp torpedoing his own career. That it wasn't the Washington Post, that it wasn't Heard, it was all Johnny Depp's fault for Johnny Depp's career demise. Now, Depp hasn't steered away from admitting that he had a substance abuse problem. He's been adamant, though, that you can do drugs, you can be an alcoholic, but that doesn't mean that you're a wife beater. And we started the week with more of the doctor who treated Depp, Dr. David Kipper.
She's heard tell you that she was concerned about Mr. Depp being violent with her at this consultation.
No.
If she had told you that, is that something you would have documented in these notes?
Yes.
And we also heard from Depp's private nurse, Debbie Lloyd, who helped him through the detoxification process.
Do you recall any instances where you witnessed Ms. Heard try to start a fight with Mr. Depp?
Yes.
How many instances do you remember?
I don't recall specific numbers.
Do you remember at least one?
Yes.
Do you remember more than one?
Yes.
More than two?
I don't recall specific numbers.
Okay. What do you remember about that first instance that you can remember?
I remember one night trying to leave the penthouse and Amber standing in the elevator and not letting us leave.
Not only is this a continuation of testimony, which we already heard, that people close to the couple didn't observe Johnny Depp being violent with Amber Heard or notice any injuries on her, but you also see Depp showing that Amber Heard was the instigator, that she's the one who started the fights, that she was the problem. We also saw the testimony of Sean Bett. This is Depp's security guard who's been with him for years. And he recounted this very strange story that when he walked in on Depp and Heard arguing, Heard did and said something a bit odd.
How was Ms. Heard standing? Where were her hands?
Her hands would have been in this motion. Once Mr. Judge and I rounded that corner and she saw both Jerry and I, she had this look of surprise on her face. And then she looked at Mr. Depp and us and she shouted out loud, this is the last time you do this to me. At which point Mr. Depp looked at her and said, what the hell are you talking about?
Did you have a clear view of Ms. Heard?
I did.
Did you have a clear view of her face?
I did.
Did you observe any injuries on Ms. Heard's face?
I didn't.
Did you see any redness?
I didn't.
Swelling?
None.
Was Ms. Heard holding her face?
She wasn't.
Okay, the insinuation being here that when an audience shows up, she wanted it to look like Depp had hit her, even though that never happened. A lot of the testimony that we've seen from Depp's side has obviously cast Heard in a negative light, namely that she's a liar, an abuser, manipulative, and really, frankly, straight out mean. Here's what Keenan Wyatt, who's a friend of Depp's and a sound technician who's worked with him for years, said about an interaction he had with Amber Heard on a private plane.
What, if anything, did you observe about Ms. Heard's behavior on that Boston flight?
Well, she was giving Johnny the cold shoulder, being quiet, seemed pouty.
What, if any, conversation did you have with Ms. Heard on the flight?
At one point, I went up to her and said something to the effect of, you know, he cares about you. And all of a sudden, she snapped and started yelling at me, how dare you talk to me? Get away from me. You know, so I went back to the seat and minded my own business.
When she said those things to you, would you describe the tone of her voice if you remember it?
She was abruptly loud. It was a quiet plane. All of a sudden, it got very loud.
But what we've all been waiting for and what happened this week while I was in court was Johnny Depp, the plaintiff himself, taking the stand. And I want to tell you, when that happened, the whole courtroom went silent. The jury, who I was looking at, were glued to him like a hawk. They were listening to every word he had to say. And he started off by explaining the $50 million question, why do this? Why expose all of your dirty laundry to the world? Why risk losing a legal case? Here's what he had to say.
I had to wait for my opportunity to address the charges, which were criminal charges. They just weren't true. So I felt the responsibility of clearing the record as the only way that I could get to the point where I could speak has really taken this full 6 years. And it's been 6 years of trying times. It's very strange when one day you're Cinderella, so to speak, and then in 0.6 seconds you're Quasimodo. And I didn't deserve that, nor did my children, nor did the people who have believed in me for all these years. I didn't want anybody, any of those people, to believe that I had done them wrong or lied to them or that I was a fraud. I pride myself on honesty. I pride myself on truth. Truth is the only thing I'm interested in. Other lies will get you nowhere, but lies build upon lies and build upon lies. It's too much to cover. I'm obsessed with the truth, and so today is the first opportunity that I've been able to speak about this case in full for the first time.
Mr. Depp, have you ever physically assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never.
Have you ever sexually assaulted Ms. Heard?
Never. Certainly not.
What have you lost as a result of Ms. Heard making these allegations against you?
Nothing less than everything.
So Depp started off his testimony by explaining that he was abused by his mother and that his father just took that abuse. He never fought back. Later on, he basically said he would do the same thing with Amber Heard. He would get attacked. He would try to walk away. He would lock himself in a room or actually even book another hotel room on trips just to get away from her. But he would never fight back, essentially saying that Amber Heard was the abuser and he was the victim in all of this. And when I say attacked, I mean a few things here. He would say that Amber Heard would insult him, namely by taking insecurities, things that he shared with her, and turning them against him. For instance, she would call him a bad father. That is something that really hurt him, given how bad his upbringing was with his parents. But even more than that, he detailed how Amber Heard would hit him, throw things at him. The jury even saw pictures of bruises on Depp's face, pictures that were taken by his security guard.
What is this a picture of?
That is... That's me in the emergency room. I see a detail that I'd forgotten, which is the Ms. Heard had taken my cigarette from the ashtray and stomped it out in my face here.
Could you mark on the screen where you see that?
It's right above that green dot.
And then there is the infamous finger incident, where while filming in Australia for Pirates of the Caribbean 5, it has been a back and forth about whether he actually cut his own finger during a fight with Amber Heard, something that he originally told his doctors because he claimed he didn't want Amber Heard to get in trouble, versus what he says now that Amber Heard threw a bottle of vodka at him, shattering and severing his finger.
So I stood up and I walked behind the bar, and there was a larger bottle of vodka, the kind with the handle, you know, on it. I grabbed that and I went and I sat in my seat again. I opened the bottle and I poured myself a shot and drank it. Ms. Heard was flinging insults left, right, and center, and she then grabbed that bottle and threw that at me. And the way that the bar was situated and where Ms. Heard was, so if I could show you, so if this is the bar where the glass was and the bottles, bar and I'm sitting here like this, she would grab the bottle and she would go there. She went there. And so I was leaning like this in the chair, looking at her. First bottle went, then got the other bottle, shot, takes the second bottle, which was the larger one. I'm in this position again, and my hand is on the edge of the bar, like that, you know, leaning over the fingers, like that, and she threw the large bottle, and it made contact and shattered everywhere. And I honestly didn't feel the pain at first at all. I felt no pain whatsoever. What I felt was, I felt heat. I felt heat, and I felt as if something were dripping down my hand, you know. And then I looked down and realized that the tip of my finger had been severed, and I was looking directly at my bones sticking out, and the meaty portion of the inside of your finger, and blood was just pouring out.
I should tell you that we and the jury all saw this graphic photo of Depp's finger as well, something that I'm sure they'll have a hard time forgetting. But one of the biggest highlights and a huge bombshell for Depp was when his team played an audio recording between the couple.
I said to Travis, I said to you, hey, okay. Tell Travis right. What just happened.
You told me to do it. You told me to. You said, go do that.
I said, no, tell him what just happened.
And I lied.
And that you punched me in the thing. And
you figured it out.
And you said, no, fucking, no, I didn't. What the fuck are you talking about? And I watched you lie. And then
I didn't punch you, by the way. I'm sorry that I didn't hit you across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
You know, even a lot of fights. You've been around a long time. I know.
You
didn't get punched. You got hit. I'm sorry I hit you like this, but I did not punch you. I did not deck you. I was hitting you. I don't know what the motion of my actual hand was, but you're fine. I did not hurt you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you.
How are you talking?
What am I supposed to do? Do this? I'm not sitting here bitching about it, am I? You are. Oh, that's the difference between me and you. You're a baby.
Because you start.
You are such a baby. Grow the f*** up, Johnny.
You started physical fights.
I did start a physical fight.
Yeah, you did. So I had
because
to get out of there.
Yes, you did. So you did the right thing, the big thing. You know what? You are admirable.
It's not to get you mad. It's not to. It's just to get out of a bad situation while it's happening before it gets worse. In Australia, when we had the big fight where I lost the tip of my finger, at least 5 bathrooms and 2 bedrooms I went to.
To avoid talking to me,
to
avoid
escape
working
the,
me out. That's
to escape the fight.
You don't escape the fight. You escape the solution.
No.
You escape the solution.
No.
You escape figuring it out. We cannot work it out if you run away to the bathroom every time.
Listen to me. A boxer can't go 12 rounds without a minute break.
I'm not giving you a minute break. You do it at minute 3 at the beginning of an argument.
No. There are rounds, man. And when it gets too hairy, the ref splits them apart or whatever, but all I'm saying is you can't have a solution if the argument just keeps mounting and mounting and mounting and mounting. I go into the bathroom and sit on the floor. Bam, 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 here you come. I come out. Fight, 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 crazy, escalated. I split again, I go to another bathroom or a bedroom or something. Knock, 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 bang, bang, bang. You kept coming to get me.
And this is huge. And this is huge because Amber Heard is admitting that she attacks Depp, and she complains that he runs away. This corroborates his whole story. It makes him credible. And at the very least, this makes his defamation claim stronger, and her counterclaim that he lied about her being an abuser, it makes that counterclaim much weaker. And in fact, he alleged that she would make up injuries. He recounted a time that they got into a fight and he put her in a bear hug to try to stop her from hitting him. And according to him, she says that he headbutted her and broke her nose, even though he says, "I didn't make any contact with her nose." She goes into another room, grabs a Kleenex, puts it to her nose. There is a red substance. She throws the Kleenex out, walks out, and when he goes to retrieve it...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Listen to what he says happened.
And I knew I hadn't, so I said, you go into sort of placation mode, which is, oh my God, let me see, are you okay? What happened? Let me see. And she wouldn't let me see anything. And so I just tried to calm the situation as best I could. All the while, I was waiting for her to dispense with that Kleenex because I didn't trust it. And so I waited and went. She dropped it into the wastebasket in her bathroom, or in our bathroom, and left the room. Went somewhere downstairs, I think, I don't know. And then I pulled the Kleenex out of the trash bin. And I inspected it pretty closely and realized that it was nail polish. It was nail varnish or polish.
After him testifying on direct for about a day and a half, it was then time for him to be cross-examined by one of Heard's lawyers, J. Benjamin Rottenborn. And he started with a very important point.
This article, this opinion piece in the middle of the page there, Mr. Depp, this is the opinion piece that Amber Heard wrote in the Washington Post that was published on December 18th, 2018, correct?
Doesn't that say December 19th on it? At the top of the page, doesn't that say December 19th, 2018?
Go ahead and
blow that up,
Michelle.
That the 2018 was the online, was it not?
Okay, so December 18th, December 19th, this piece in the middle of the page is the opinion piece Ms. Heard wrote, right?
Could you make it a little bigger? My eyes
sure.
Are getting smaller.
And this is what you're suing her over, correct?
I'm suing her over defamation and the various falsities that she used to bring my life to an end.
And you understand, Mr.
Many
Depp.
Things.
You understand, Mr. Depp, that you cannot, you are not suing her for any damage, alleged damage, or any accusations she made prior to writing this article. You're aware of that. You'd agree with that, right?
Could you say that again, Mr. Rottenborn?
You are not bringing a lawsuit against her, bringing her into court in Virginia for anything that she did prior to writing this article, correct? You know that you can't do that, right?
I have to say that I as I said at the top of this, I've never seen this version of the op-ed piece. The version that I saw was the other one that I identified that was on the 18th. This is on the 19th, I believe the 18th.
In 2 years quite before...
was quite possibly, maybe that was the online version that came out first.
That's major. Because Depp talked about the injuries, he talked about Heard's statements in 2016, he talked about her being an abuser, talked about filing the restraining order, all how this impacted his family and his career, but he didn't quite make it clear how the Washington Post op-ed, the very thing he's suing her for, how that hurt him. If you can't show that the Washington Post article caused you significant harm, then essentially you're losing your defamation claim. Or at the very least, it's going to affect how much you would win in damages. And then Rottenborn gets Depp to acknowledge that, like his mother who abused him, abuse can take many forms. It's not just physical. In fact, Depp said that sometimes the mental and emotional abuse was worse than the physical abuse at the hands of his mother. And that's where Rottenborn spent all of Thursday, going through these instances of abuse at the hands of Depp towards Heard. So a video was played for the jury. It was secretly recorded by Amber Heard, where it's in the morning in Depp's home, and he starts kicking doors, busting open cabinets, seemingly intoxicated, very angry. He pours himself a huge bottle of wine, and then notice towards the end that the camera was filming him.
I just woke up and you were so sweet and nice. We're not even fighting this morning. All I did was say sorry.
Did something happen to you this morning? I don't think so.
No, that's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you that's crazy. Oh, you're crazy.
Crazy. Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this going. You got this going?
I just started it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
There's a couple of important points here. So even though it doesn't look like Depp actually hit Heard in that video, the idea is look who Heard is involved with. Rottenborn's trying to show that this is intimidating behavior. This could be psychological abuse, mental abuse. Look who she's around. And if he's going to be this violent, the implication is maybe he's gotten physical with her in the past. Also, if this is how he's acting, then it's Johnny Depp's own behavior that tarnished his career. The substance abuse, the anger, destroying hotel rooms. Not Amber Heard. It's him and him alone why his career took a nosedive. And then there were the text messages from Depp. Text messages that he seemed to be quite ashamed of. He would call himself a monster. He called himself a savage. He threatened to smack Amber Heard in one of these messages to a third party. And then there were the really grotesque, vile, and disturbing things that he said about Heard, like what he texted his friend, actor Paul Bettany.
In this text, Mr. Depp, you text Mr. Bettany, "Let's burn Amber," 3 exclamation points, right? You see that?
I do see that.
And at this time, June 11, 2013, Amber is your girlfriend, or perhaps even your fiance at this point, correct?
Girlfriend, yep. For sure.
And you didn't stop when you said, "Let's burn Amber." Because the next text down, you can move down and blow up the next text, please, Michelle. You say, "Let's drown her before we burn her," 3 exclamation points. Did I read that right?
Yes, it's referring to the text prior to.
You didn't stop when you said, "Let's drown her before we burn her." After that, you made another comment, and I'd like to apologize to the court and to the jury for some of the language that I'm going to have to use today, but unfortunately, you're going to see a lot of documents with language like this. After you said, "Let's drown her before we burn her," Mr. Depp, you said, "I will f*** her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she is dead." That's what you said that you would do after you burned her and after you drowned her. Did I read that right?
You certainly did, yes.
And you wrote that about the woman who would later become your wife.
Yes, I did. Okay.
And then he sent these words to Heard herself.
"Eat salad with your equine AD bovine yerps. And thanks for the support. Have a great shoot. You sicken me. Leave me be, Officer Squarehead. Your display of guilt and matronliness as a lesbian camp counselor was plenty. Your future is on display. Best of luck."
Best if luck.
Thank you for the correction. Best if luck.
You're welcome.
"And thanks for the tunes. Bye, JD. Don't call again. I will begin to feel embarrassed for you. Go away, coach. Hup. Done." Did I read that right?
No.
Other
"Go
than-
away, coach. Done. Hup. Done."
Thank you. Otherwise, did I read that right?
Sure.
You agree that referring to Amber as a lesbian camp counselor is a highly offensive reference to make, correct?
What's the date here? 2013. It wasn't considered as egregious. There was a bit more understanding about terms. Amber also called herself a lesbian camp counselor many times. So I don't think I'm the first to say that.
You'd agree that there's nothing appropriate about referring to your girlfriend or fiance as that in those disparaging terms in that text, correct?
Objection compound.
All right, sustained compound.
You'd agree that you meant the terms in your text as an insult because you didn't like the fact that she was disapproving of your alcohol and drug habits.
Objection
Isn't that right?
compound.
Sustained compound question.
There was nothing.
No, you don't have to answer that, sir. Sorry. Next question.
This could help make the jury believe that Depp was verbally abusing his wife and that she wasn't lying in the Washington Post. Depp tried to defend himself that he likes dark humor, he likes Monty Python humor. Now, the implication that Depp might have physically attacked Heard or physically harmed her is present in other text messages when he repeatedly apologized to her, but not exactly clear what he was apologizing for. There's one message in particular that's a bit macabre and a bit dark, but Depp had a little bit of fun with.
And then she writes, "My throat is yours. You're going to be the death of me, but I don't care." And then you write, "I have other uses for your throat which do not include injury. I have other uses for your throat which do not include injury."
Sorry, could you read that again?
These are your words, sir, right? Mm-hmm. I read that right, correct?
You did.
Okay. You can take that down.
And throughout the cross-examination, Rottenborg was continually trying to call Depp's credibility into question. He was trying to show that Depp was lying about what happened to his finger. And he plays this recording between Depp and Heard. Listen very carefully.
You hear that? When you said the day I chopped my finger off? Let's play it again. Let's
That'd
do it again.
Be great. Thank you.
Fight you're talking about. I don't know.
I'm talking about Australia, the day that
I chopped my finger. Now we're talking about Australia. Okay.
Are you sure that's...
Yeah, let's do it one more time.
What I'm saying? Or is it the day that I got my finger chopped off?
No, you say the day that I chopped my finger off. So let's play it one more time, because I think I left out the word that. It says the day that I chopped my finger off.
Fight you're talking about. I don't know.
I'm talking about Australia, the day that I chopped my finger
off. Now we're talking about Australia. Okay.
I'm not so sure. In fact, earlier you had quoted Jerry Judge from the airplane tape as calling me wait till the falls asleep. And I'm positive that those words never left his mouth, because if I would have been making those noises in the bathroom, he would have ripped the hinges off.
Maybe they left his mouth when you were passed out, sir, respectfully. Let's listen to this one more time.
I don't think he was.
Then before the week closed up, Rottenborn played one more thing for the jury. It was an audio recording between Depp and Heard from 2016. This was one of the last times that they actually saw each other face to face. They had already filed for a divorce. In this recording, Depp tries to cut himself. And as you listen to this, there are three things to think about. One, think about the potential trauma this inflicted on Heard. Two, what was her purpose in recording this? Was she trying to use this to her advantage in some way, given divorce was happening? And three, if he really did try to cut himself here, did he cut his own finger in 2015?
This is really pretty.
Thanks. You want to cut me somewhere?
Do I want to cut you?
Yeah, you want an arm, you want a chest, what do you want the scar?
Don't cut your skin. Please do not cut your skin. Please don't.
Come
here. Why would I do that?
It's easy.
Don't. Please do not do that. Please do not do that.
Come.
Please don't. Please don't cut yourself. You don't need to cut yourself.
I need to do what I want.
I know it hurts. I feel the same.
Come here. I want your mark. No, thank you. No, thank you. The sperm on the pillows. Come here. If you don't, I will. Come here. Really, Spitzer won't ask for this because he's a f***ing
Don't. Please don't cut yourself. I know it hurts. I would never cut you. Come on, pussy. Yeah,
you f***ing hate me. Come on. Come on, pussy.
Yeah, it's really dull.
I have to use a sharp part.
Don't do that. Don't.
Don't you tell me.
Please don't do that.
Don't.
Put the knife down.
Don't.
Just put the f***ing knife down. Don't. Don't do that. Do not do that, Johnny. Please, you're going to...
I want to look at you.
You're going to hurt yourself. Please
stop. I want to look at you.
I know you're in pain. Wait. Stop. Please
don't. There's a way for the pain to go away.
It's not that. It doesn't make it go away, trust me.
Yeah, I know.
I do know. It doesn't make it go away.
Really?
Did it make you go away?
Yeah.
It did? Please don't do that, okay? The knife is really dull, and it would be the worst thing in the world to use to cut me with. It would be too painful and dull and dirty to use.
Yeah, that's the tip of the knife. That's the tip of the knife.
Right? No, please do not.
Do not do, don't. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't. It's okay. Please don't cut yourself. Please don't. Please stop. Please. Don't hurt yourself, please.
No, myself at all.
And that's the last thing Amber Heard's team wanted the jury to listen to and remember as they left for the weekend. Thanks for joining us here on Sidebar. Subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Jesse Weber. Speak to you soon.